We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and the rest of the program we're going to dedicate here to our guests here from the American Association of University Women Manhattan Chapter. Coming up on Monday, March 8th, is the International Women's Day celebration, and we have three different guests here from the committee. We got City Commissioner Yusha Reddy, who is the Program Committee Co-Chair for AAUW here in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
She's also joined by Dee Dee Brokesh, who's the other committee co-chair. Good morning.
Hi.
Glad to have you. And Mary Stamey, membership vice president for AAUW, joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you all on. This is an annual event. It's always a good event to highlight here in our community because we get some really good speakers at this event, some great panelists each year from all over the world, really. And that's going to be happening again here on Monday. And Yusha, I'll let you kind of start things off here and kind of tell us what's going on.
Sure. You know, I will let Dee Dee and Mary talk more about the details. You know, one of the fun things about AAUW International Women's Day is the panelists we have, we usually have four panelists, and they're from our community. So they're all from Manhattan. And, you know, when we talk about how diverse we are, we get a chance to highlight it and celebrate it on this day. And we have four women, one from Argentina, one from Kenya, one from Iran, and Argentina, Kenya, Iran. I'm missing somebody.
Jamaica, I think, right?
Jamaica. There we go, Jamaica. And they're all from here. So we get a chance to share their cultures, their traditions, their philosophies. What brought them to the United States? Why do they stay here? And traditions they continue here, and what new traditions they picked up. So it's going to be one of those fantastic programs that we always look forward to. And it brings them into the loop of Manhattan, because sometimes they themselves have not known all of the things that are happening in Manhattan or have been introduced to others in Manhattan. So we get to build that relationship. And, you know, Mary earlier was telling you that we're going to have some of our panelists from the past years come back and visit us and watch the program and participate. And typically we have this at the Holiday Inn in person. There's usually a dinner and we invite community guests also to join us. But this is virtual this time and anybody can join us. Anybody that's interested just has to email us for a Zoom link. And we are always excited that KMAN gives us a chance to promote this event and participate as well and celebrate the diversity we do have in the city of Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity here because, you know, being in a college town, I think that's one of the great things is the diversity that you have. And we all, I think that's why so many of us love living here in Manhattan. And Mary, I might just ask you if you could talk a little bit about some of the ladies who will be speaking on Monday.
Individual people, I'll refer back to Yusha on those individual people, but I want to give our listening audience the address where they can sign up to come. We'll do that first. It's Manhattan, KSAAUW @gmail.com.
Yeah, gmail.com.
Before we talk about the individuals, I'll just mention we got started with this 6 years ago to make it a signature event for our branch. We're delighted with the progress we've seen and, of course, the diversity, as Yusha mentioned, that's in our community right here at our doorstep and that we can learn and share our culture with and learn about all these other cultures and what they continue to bring back to this community is just incredible. As a branch, we're also celebrating 100 years in Manhattan. AAUW has been around since 1881, advocating for women through education and research and just advocating lobbying with legislatures across the country. We're really excited to celebrate in person in 2021, even though we've turned 100 years old this year in 2020. That'll be exciting to do that. I want to repeat that address two or three times before we get off the air. Manhattan KSAAUW @gmail.com. Come one, come all.
All right, very good. So we've got and I don't want to say the names because I don't want to get it wrong, but maybe you should, if you have the names of the speakers.
Well, you know what? We kind of segmented how we want to do this. So I will let Dee Dee talk about our panelists. I will say that we did meet with the panelists via Zoom and went over some of the questions. And I'll be moderating the event on Monday evening. But yeah, Dee Dee, do you want to go ahead and speak about our panelists?
Sure, that'd be fine. Niloufar Fatahi is from Iran, and she is a PhD candidate and research assistant in chemical engineering at K-State. She is an expert in developing materials for biotechnology. Laura Belizerco is a 33-year U.S. citizen and originally from Argentina. She's the executive designer for Victoriana Gifts, a company she created in 1995 and specializes in chocolate gifts. Laura has a degree in education from the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina. Her chocolates were selected by customers to be sent as gifts to the White House, senators, governors, judges, and heads of large corporations and companies. Our next panelist is Rose Ndegwa. She's from Kenya, and she is an expert controls compliance officer for Emory University. She holds bachelor's degrees in botany and zoology and master's degrees in intellectual property and leadership studies. Sidonia McKenzie is from Jamaica. She's a PhD candidate in economics at K-State. She is studying labor markets, emerging market economies, and monetary policy decisions. And those are our four panelists coming up this Monday, March 8th at 7 p.m.
All right. And you mentioned, we mentioned earlier here that they, you know, they're going to school here. And do they then, after school, they plan to stay in the area? Do we know? Or are they planning to live in the States?
Yeah. My person, Laura Belizerco, she is essentially retired, and she's going to head back to Argentina once the pandemic is done. But the other ladies, maybe Yusha or Mary, knows more about their intentions for the future.
Yeah. I think, you know, two of them who are just graduated, they are looking for jobs. Wherever they can find them in the United States, you know, they're very, and they would like to find a job that will sponsor them. You know, being from a different country, you also need to have a company sponsor you for a green card to stay in the United States. So they're highly qualified, and they're now job hunting to stay in the United States to fulfill their dreams in the position of that a company that will hire them. And we have one that's already graduated, and she, I believe she's in Washington. But yeah, she's going, they plan on living in the United States, whether it's going to be in Kansas or in another state. I think that's just wherever the jobs take them, but they all have an affiliation and a relationship with Kansas State University and the city of Manhattan.
Yeah, I think it really highlights the opportunities that exist here for these students and the women in particular, because so many of their stories are unique and different. We kind of take it for granted sometimes here in America how well things are for a lot of folks here, and opportunity to get a job just about anywhere. And it's not like that in all the rest of the world. And their stories are always unique because they talk about some different challenges that they face along the way.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Brian. I'm Brandon. The thing with these particular women is that they came here for the education programs, and most of them also came here because their spouses' jobs brought them to the United States and to continue their professional careers. What we do take for granted is how easy it is for us to get a job, but in some of these fields, there may not be enough qualified American citizens that are for those trained for those jobs. So when immigrants come here and want to be a part of that business and become part of an organization that are highly skilled and highly qualified, certainly we're going to embrace them. And they come here for the opportunities, and we get a chance to be with them and learn from them, and also build that broader community of understanding for other cultures, other nations. So, yeah, I think they have, like I said, they're just going to be very unique to our discussion.
Very good.
Some of our former panelists are here permanently, are employed within the school district and in business community. And one panelist who is in Washington now was on our show about 3 years ago, Mary Nanga. And she was employed locally after she had graduated in a school in Missouri and came to Manhattan at GTM Sportswear. And she's still employed there only through one of their subsidiaries now in Washington. And so, yeah, it's a neat connection. They do, all of them have given back to this country as much as they've received in the way of scholarships and the opportunities.
Right.
And one panelist owns a business here in town now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a win-win situation all the way around.
Yeah. Well, International Women's Day, for those that don't know a whole lot about it, maybe we can just talk a little bit about the purpose of that. And I know a big reason we celebrate is for gender equality and really kind of lifting up women here in our culture.
Exactly. And our theme this year is choose to challenge. So constantly challenging. There's always still this pay equity balance that we don't have. And even during the pandemic, what we realized is it's most of the women that had to stay home or lost jobs or salaries that, you know, there was an extra burden placed on them because of schools, you know, being in hybrid or remote, whatever it is. And it's been the woman that had to take the brunt of it. And it doesn't matter if you were an international woman or not. It was just plainly gender equity that we're talking about. And AAUW speaks to the gender equity issues as well as pay, as well as voting, childcare, all of those platforms. What the National Women's Day highlights is that the comparisons between other cultures and here. Is it the same as far as healthcare in their country as it is here? And we celebrate their religion and, like I said, their traditions. And what can we do? What I like to do is in the city of Manhattan, what can we do better to make sure that we are also incorporating their cultures into our culture? And when you are in a university town, you have the benefit of having such wonderful people in our community to make us better, stronger, and unique, and also just very interesting. It's just extremely interesting to have that dialogue. And during this panel discussion, people will have a chance to ask questions also to the panelists. Oftentimes, those are the best questions when they come from the audience.
Yeah.
One of the good questions, not good, they're all good, but one of the questions you should ask is, well, what surprised you about this country? What did you think of an item, let's say a holiday or a cowboy, cowgirl kind of Midwest image did you have? But she doesn't say it that way, but what kind of image did you have that changed drastically, or we still act like that? Mm-hmm. What kind of cultural things did you think about the United States you'd heard through TV programs or just talk? It's quite interesting, the answers. But again, it's highlighting who we are as a country, as a community, and as a person. And as you just said, how can we change, or what can we do better? And what do they bring to us? What are your cultures and traditions? Did tacos originate? Where did that come from? And do they taste like our tacos? For example, that's one, you know, food items. Just a big discussion item that's just fun. You never know the questions that are going to pop up from our audience, and we welcome all.
You know, and there's always stereotypes. You know, obviously women deal with that, but even people in Kansas have stereotypes on them. Everyone thinks we live out here and deal with tornadoes all the time and all wear cowboy hats.
Yeah, and Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think, you know, some of these women in the past have said they were surprised at football, how much we all enjoy sports all the time, and the size of food when we our portion sizes when we go to a restaurant, that they were so big. But one of the things they also recognized is how friendly everybody is. You know, when they came here, they just would always say they were just treated so nice and so friendly. And that's been a constant message. So I think, you know, they didn't know what to expect, but they also recognize the differences between the two countries and their own country. And some of them are very well traveled. So they have a vast knowledge of other cultures and not just the United States.
Very good. Again, the panel discussion's at 7 p.m. on Monday, and you can register via Zoom. That email again is manhattanksaauw@gmail.com. You can get the Zoom link. Just email that, and they will send you it, and you can participate. And we'll have the panelist speakers, and then the Q&A thing is at the end.
Yeah. I'll ask a few questions, and then the audience will have, I will ask probably about three questions. And it usually goes from 7 to about 8:30. So people can zoom in anytime and ask questions. And we will give the panelists, if all of them want to answer a particular question or if only one of them wants to answer a question. It's very friendly, and it's very, very good to know. But I know that we've had a few sponsors this year. We typically don't ask for sponsors, but we did have a couple of sponsors for our program this year. Didi, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Thank you, Yusha. And our Diamond Level business sponsors are Sunflower, Proofreading Plus, and LDB, Landscape Architecture and Engineering. And also, if I could let the listeners know that AEUW does sponsor some scholarships, and these are for KSU scholarships for female non-traditional students. And the deadline for those applications are due March 22nd of 2021. And people can find the applications on manhattan-ks.aauw.net. And then also, we are sponsoring applications for seventh grade girls for the USD 383 STEM summer camp. And the applications will be available through the middle school counselors. And those applications are due March 23rd, 2021.
Very good. Yeah, the scholarships are a great opportunity here. And really, AAUW is an organization that's, as you mentioned, existed here in Manhattan for a long time. If people want to learn more and sign up and become a member of AAUW, how do they get involved?
Mary, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I'd love to talk about joining AAUW. the same email address, or trip us on the way when you see us, and we'll be glad to get you signed up and invite you to a meeting. For now, through June, our meetings are on Zoom. So the same address of manhattanksaauw@gmail.com if you'd care to join us.
And we do have a website as well as a Facebook page. So if you go to AAUW Manhattan on Facebook or on our website, you can easily contact us. And feel free to join our meetings. You know, we have wonderful speakers. You don't have to become a member. You can just feel us out and see if this is where you want to be. You can visit, drop in, and, you know, watch one of our presenters. And but the main thing is education, and we try to promote a lot of kids going into STEM programs, girls going into STEM programs, and just make sure we are knowing more things that are going on as far as healthcare or social issues. Things that we can work, voter registration, whatever it is. Certainly, we would love for you to drop by. Like I said, we have a website as well as a Facebook page for AAUW Manhattan.
All right.
Have tried and are trying to promote partnerships with local agencies too. And this year, we partnered with the League of Women Voters and worked on getting the vote out.
Very good.
Across the region.
Well, it's 7 p.m. on Monday. It's AAUW's International Women's Day virtual celebration happening 7 o'clock. Again, you can register at manhattanksaauw@gmail.com and get the Zoom link. Mary, Dee Dee, Yusha, we appreciate you all being on here this morning.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show here on this Friday. Coming up on Monday, we'll hear from K-State Vet Med, and Dr. Marjorie Artzer is joining us, and we'll also have the new chamber chair as well. Basham.
That's right. Old college friend. 10 a.m. at K-Man.
All right. Thank you, guys.